This recording, Iraq 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The rainbow passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling spot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Iraq, in a city called Karbala. It's a religious center for the Shia in Iraq. The majority of the Iraqi people are Shia people, and Karbala is a center for that. It's a religious city, and I grew up in there. And then I finished my education, including high school, in Karbala, and then went to Baghdad for my undergraduate education in English. And then I worked in Baghdad as a teacher and also as a director of the office of the Minister of Higher Education. And then I got a scholarship. I came to the United States to study. Well, in Iraq, they teach English, I think, beginning from level 4 or 5 in the primary school or elementary school. English as a subject. But I studied English when I went to the University of Al-Mustansiriya at the English department. I studied the English literature, that mainstream courses in the novel, the drama, mostly of Britain. Grammar of the English language and linguistics and so on. And then I taught English after that. I taught at the military college for 2 years in Iraq before coming to England. And also I was a lecturer of the English language at a high school for girls. I spent about 1 year and a half in Illinois. I went to Eastern Illinois University and did a master's degree in English. And also did some courses, undergraduate courses in theater, acting, directing, and so on. I didn't have that background, so I had to make it up. And then I moved to Lawrence, Kansas, for the PhD and another MA in theater. And when I finished that, I went to Florida. This is where I live now.